Hello, can you hear me?
Hi.
Hi, is this Bobby?
Speaking.
Bobby, this is Jose. I do apologize. I had it on mute in the beginning, and I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me.
No problem.
I apologize for that. Bobby, I'm reading your email here that you just sent about the two notches that are supposed to go on behind the cabinetry, you said?
Yeah.
Where exactly are those notches going? I don't see them on the blueprint that you are showing me, Bobby.
Okay, let me go back to the email that I sent. Just 1 second.
Sure. Take your time.
All right, I have to have it sitting up. Okay. The entire width is 12'8", and I'm pretty sure your cabinetry is exactly 12'8", right?
Right.
If you look in that corner, there's a notch. You don't see that right in the corner?
Where
it has
the
exact same notch on the other side.
Zoom into that.
So for that cabinetry to go into that corner, that little area has to be notched into the back of the cabinet.
Wait 1 second. Now let me pull it up. What is it going on here? Okay, so 12'8", on top there's a notch, right? Right where it says 6.5?
Okay. 6.5. Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
You see where it says 12'8"?
So at
there's
a notch that goes all the way around. You see how it goes across the top and down the east side?
Yes, I do.
That's what I'm talking about. So the cabinets we want to, you know, obviously set right in there, and the only way to do that is to notch that out into the corners, all the way up and all the, you know.
All the way down, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I see it. It's the thin line where it says 7.5. 7.5.
Well, it goes up to 6'11". Hold on, let me see if I can zoom in on this. Yeah. It goes vertically 6'11", and then it's basically 4 inch, and then about a little over 8.5. 8 5/8. So 8 5/8 on the side, the depth is 4 inches, and then it goes up 6'11".
Right, I see it, yes. 6'11", tall, 8 5/8, width.
Uh-huh. Yeah, 8 5/8, right, and then 4 inches off of that. So that just needs to be built into the back of the cabinets, so the cabinets all go flush and sit right in there. And then when you open the door, you would see that, of course, which is fine.
Okay, sure. So to recap, the back of the cabinets need to wedge in there.
Yeah. So I guess we could potentially do it right off that wall. I guess I wouldn't have a problem with it, but we need to make sure. I don't know if I should fur that wall out or how I should do that. I mean, I guess I don't mind doing that, but do you have just the cabinets in there? Do you have any countertops in there as well?
No countertops, no. We only provide the cabinets.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Cabinet.
Let me think about that, because I'll lose about 4 inches of space in the cabinets. I may just frame that out and then go flush.
Okay, sure. So you want me to leave it alone for now?
As is for right now. I'm going to go take a look at it and talk to my cabinet installer and see what he thinks. And we'll go from there.
Sure. Absolutely, Bobby. Just keep me in touch,
right,
and I'll be looking. My pleasure. Have a good day.
Yes, sir. I'll be in touch. You too. All right, bye.
Thank you. Let me tell you.